Like to greet everybody this morning. What grace that we can stand or be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Well,
today's service will be with a difference.
I hope
it's not going to be boring. That makes us sleeping. But today you can also pray for the person that will speak. So many things are happening in this world today, which can confuse people. Especially Christians. Christians, you can so easily lead up the garden path. Tandazu upego, watch and pray. Beksisa, gata, tandaz. Tinas takati siya, as nagi, as boni futu upaliwe, I upaliwe, etongeni, nzo shuganchi. Korunkunu kula sneaking zebe, yoguzwa, yokshuganis.
It's so easy to deceive a Christian who doesn't discern. The Bible says we must watch and pray, but we don't see. We don't discern, we can't even see the writing on the wall.
Ukube siyakhlukanisa, hayi, nokube siyakwazi, siyaqonda, songena phakathi, siqonda ukube yanjalo.
What's evil we know and we go right into the deep of evil.
Yeah. We learn and even encourage each other to delve in evil. What that means, a certain thing means. And you know it, it's evil, but you still want to know more about it.
But
the good which God has got in store, we don't spend time with.
It's always
a challenge to us. How much time do we spend with the Lord and His Word? And not only that you've got to pray, kneel down, but in the day, while you're working, while you're doing things, while you're busy, up and down, have you got an ear to hear?
It's a little uncle, Leguti, Singarana, and Iskati, Esbana, Sogany, Nunculunculu. Emthandazweni sifunda izwi ungekhona ukugcina ngokuguqa nje sithandaza kodwa ngisho sisebenza kuhamba kosuku unayo yini indlebe yokuthi umuze uNkulunkulu ekhuluma.
When the revival started, we as little children were one of the first or the first to be taught.
Isikhathi imvuselo iqala siyinganyane ezincane saba boqala ukufundiswa.
In everything you do, you pray.
Ukuthi kukhona konke okwenzayo uyathandaza.
If you work, you pray.
Nomusebenza uyathanda.
If you drive with a car, you pray.
Nomuhamba ngemoto.
When you have arrived safely, you thank.
Mawufika la ufika khona uyambonga uNkulunkulu.
It's a wonderful life.
Kuyimpilo isimanga.
Then you walk with the Lord and He walks with you.
Lapho kuhamba noNkulunkulu naye uhamba nawe.
But our thoughts, our lives delve into the world and to evil. Why? Because we don't adhere to what God is telling us. And later we get confused. When I grew up, I always thought I'll hear the Lord's voice. You know, people, especially this color, not so red, but this white color, they troubled with it. I would think I'll hear voices. People, if you're a Christian, you don't hear voices like, no, not the way you think.
He
comes to you in such a way that you least expect it.
And
Just these days. You know, you don't want to mention your own name. It's not good and it's not nice. But these days, I was somewhere and I saw something.
And
I saw that's not right. That's not how you serve people. And
you can't be serving somebody food, the cup of tea or coffee is spilling over, the food is overflowing. That's not a way of Christianity.
And then something happened amazing.
Pastor Wenzokuyisima,
I met this gentleman.
He
didn't know a thing. And he says, Malume, you know what?
What's Malume?
People are complaining about this section.
Abantu bayakhala ngalendawo.
It's not going well. He didn't know. I just saw, and you know what? I said in my heart, that's the Lord. That wasn't a voice. That was nothing. You could clearly see. Here's a man who knows nothing. He comes and says exactly which I thought was wrong. You know, and we could immediately do something about it. And that's how God can work and will work in our lives.
Wakhuluma ngalento ebengiyibonile nami ukuthi ayihambi kahle. Khona lapho sakwazi sisithatha isinyathelo. Yona ndlela uNkulunkulu akhuluma ngayo.
Many of us have gone out.
Abaningi bethu baphumile.
The others is a funeral just here at Silver Stream.
My
heart was sore. We had a lady working for us in the pack house. Came in healthy in the morning. And I heard that beforehand she had made right her life. And brought others. In the middle of the day, suddenly she fell sick. And it's for me not a small thing, especially when somebody works for you. By the end of the day, the Lord had taken her. If we could learn, we who live in this country and live, let's do our best to help people and save them. It's hard for me, but let me stop there. It's hard for me. Here's a person. And today, this morning, they got a funeral here up, so some of our people are out there at the funeral.
And may God help us that we look after the souls, especially of those whom we work with.
I sing to Mtelaga, Bab Kletse Nuguti as Smugeli Farage, and then Uzo Standard Zelen and Gons. Welcome everybody that's come to be with us this morning.
Sithanda ukwamukela ukhethekile umama uGugu Ngema ongu president we Netball KZN othanda ukuthi azoba nathi kule nkonzo yokuqala yonyaka ka 2024.
And we'd like to really welcome with open arms the president of the Netball South Africa here from KZN, Ms. Gugu Ngema. Thank you so much for coming.
Should nabo bongo ngenzo utbafigile na ba laikabis na babo ni sesbonu buso buile maholidini siabamugela kaku.
And for all that you have come, maybe are those that were away for holidays, you've come back, we'd like to welcome all of you. Let's close our eyes and pray. Lord, we thank you for this day that you've given us today. Now we thank you also for being allowed to gather around your word. Lord, across the whole world, people from different nations are forgetting and have forgotten what day it is today, that it's your day. Lord, we thank you that you haven't forgotten us, but have chosen us to grant us a gospel that's alive.
Lord, we
thank you that also today that we might hear your word, and may we accept it from you. And Lord, we pray for all our different mission stations of KwaZulu-Natal, wherever your word is preached in truth.
Lord, we pray,
Lord, that wherever your people are meeting together, may it not be something that they get used to, but something where you can work in a new way. Lord, we ask this trusting in your name.
Amen.
Amen. This morning, I'd like to present this morning's service in two different parts. Firstly, there's a topic that I'd like to speak about. I'm not a fundi on it, but something that I think we just have to remind ourselves about. That'll be the first part. And then when we finish that first part, we'll kneel down and pray together.
And
then after that, if there are much time is left, we'll hear what God's word says. I'd like to speak this morning shortly. It's a major, major topic which I'm not able to even touch the fringes of it. Because we Christians get confused. Why? Because we don't go back to what this word says. There are so many noises and voices outside which sound overwhelming. Which, if we are not careful, can enter our ears and then enter our hearts. But may God keep us sober-minded with our feet on the ground. And this is concerning the children of God, the children of Israel, the Jews. In actual fact, I shouldn't be the one talking. And believe me, it's not easy. But we have to. Each and everyone where we are, we have to look at this and see what does God say. What's written for us in it. Luckily, it's not hot today, so you couldn't complain it's too hot and we've got to sit too long. So, all right, let's put that thing aside now. Say to your heart, I'm going to sit. All right, you're going to sit. You're going to get hurt. All right, just tell it and it knows. It'll be better for you, this little thing here. God had chosen a race. We don't know why, but that's in God's plan, which we accept.
Unkulunkulu bekhethe isizwe, asazi ukuthi kungani, kodwa bekuyicebo lakhe uNkulunkulu, kumele kuba samukele.
When God spoke to Abraham,
lapho uNkulunkulu ekhuluma noAbraham,
he said, Abraham, now leave your country.
Wethi Abraham, siya isizwe
sakhe. Go to the land I will show you.
Uhambe ezweni engiyakukhombisa lona.
That's the start.
Kwaqala lapho.
And friends, I'd like to combine it with our own lives also while I'm speaking.
Sihlobo ngithanda ukuba ngikuhlanganise lokhu nezimpilo zethu ngisakhuluma.
Abraham listened to God. I think that's the bottom line. Abraham listened. Like today, I wouldn't have chosen, but I want to listen. I want to obey what God wants of me.
UAbraham wamlalela uNkulunkulu.
And Abraham was obedient and he left. The big problem started in our eyes. They didn't have children. And God had promised him, Abraham, you will have. But it tested him to the extremes. You see where these people come from? And then the devil slipped in. Sarah saying, look, I'm too old. Abraham, take your servant, the maid Hagar.
Abraham,
and then a child was born. Thinking, I've solved the problem. You see, as humans, how we are. If you would have been tested in such a way like Abraham, what would your reaction would have been? You would have said, no, I'm going back to where I've come from. This is not right. God is not speaking the truth. How can this happen? You would have maybe gone back to where you come from, to your old sinful life.
But
God
had a plan.
So Ishmael was born. And then with time, the promised child Isaac was born. But God had made the covenant, the promise with the child born of Sarah, not of somebody else. Not of somebody else. That's where God's, the Bible is so clear about that. Now I can go down the garden path in a sense that what God doesn't teach to us women. You know, God said we should be a helpmeet, but sometimes I wonder what help we really are. Are we that which is born from above? The man has a massive responsibility to be able to discern. To discern what's right. Must I listen? What is God in this? Because many things good can come and will come from the helpmeet. That's why God created it. But for a man to be able to be sober-minded, led by the Spirit, You can pray for them. Don't ever underestimate their responsibility. They make it or they break it.
Kodindoda nawe inomsebenzi omkhulu onikeziwe ukuzikwazi nokuhlukanisa ukuthi lokho qhamuka kumsizi okaNkuluNkulu noma cha. Ngakho nakho nabo kudinga ukuthi bakhulekelwe ngoba ngayindoda ingawakha noma ingawuchitha umuzi.
And out of Isaac, Jacob was born.
Kuyisake kwazala uJakobe.
He had his own character.
Naye umuntu obenokwakhe.
And God changed that in the day Jacob wrestled with the Lord.
UNkulunkulu wamguqule beyikho ngalolo suku lapho uJakobe bambana noNkulunkulu.
What I'm saying, please go and read it up. Get acquainted with it. Don't be doubt God's word, because that's what the Satan did with Eve. Just a question mark. You think it's true? Isn't what's happening now and what they're saying in this world, isn't that what's right? And if you don't go back and say, what does God say? You'll get confused.
Lokho engikushoyo asohamba sikufunde ukuze sijwayele le ndaba esezwini likaNkulunkulu siyazi ukuze singabi nakho ukudideka uma kuqhamuka izinto emaceleni.
And then in Genesis 32, that's where we read, and that is when God said, Jacob, no, I don't need a Jacob anymore. I'll call you Israel. He changed his name.
Encwadini kaGenesis isahluko samashumi amathathu nambili ilasifunda khona uNkulunkulu emguqulu uJakobe ethi Jakobe angisafuni uJakobe manje kodwa sengifuna uIsrayeli wamqamba uIsrayeli.
Because he says you fought, you wrestled with man and you wrestled with God and you persevered, you overcame. You see where those people come from? Are we Christians like that? We're so easily given. We're so easily give up. We're so easily leave what we're doing. It's too difficult. It's too hard. No, we can't. Go back to God's word. Look at these men.
What you saw Israel manje ngoba ubambene noNkulunkulu wabambana nabantu wanqoba. Siyabona yini ukuthi laba bantu basuka kuphi? Martin asibane inkinga kalula nje sesifuna ukuphonsa ithawula.
And when then go after that, God promised Abraham a land. And that you read in Genesis 12, Genesis 26. Go look up where God promised them the promised land. Land flowing with milk. That was God's plan, nobody else. Not Abraham's plan. It was God's plan. Go back to what God said.
Genesis 12, Genesis 26. UNkulunkulu wamthembisa izwe emthembisa indawo kwihicebo likaNkulunkulu ayelomuntu ayelikaAbraham kodwa kuNkulunkulu ngakuhamba wayifunda leyo ndaba.
But then whenever Israel diverted from the living God, there were times God punished them with their enemies. He punished them with their enemies. And it seems as if the enemy were right. And it maybe was, in a sense, because they had forsaken the living God.
Kaningi uma Israel ephambuka, uNkulunkulu bebajezisa, abajezisa ngokusebenzisa izitha zabo, kube ngazuthi isitha isona esenza kahle. Mhlawumbe kwesikhathi bekunjalo, ngoba uIsrayeli emhlubukile uNkulunkulu ophilayo.
And friends, look at your own life. How often aren't you maybe experience an attacks? Why? Maybe you were disobedient. Maybe there's certain things in your life you haven't totally brought to light. You're just taking the top. You're scared to say everything. And now the devil grinds you. What for? It's not worth it. Learn from these people.
Sihlobo mhlambi na ubhekana nezinto empilweni yakho ungaqonda ukuthi kwenzakalani uhlaselwe kodwa mhlambi ngoba kukhona okwenzile okuvumela uSathane ukuthi angene empilweni yakho kwakukhona ofanele ukuthi ukuveze ukukhanyeni kodwa wakha nje phezulu khona okusasele funda ke kulokho.
And the worst of it all is immorality. Immorality. That's an evil which God hates. But we just pick the top. We don't go down to the bottom of that sin. Why? Where? How? No! And no wonder you find yourself maybe often in a wilderness. And it's so unnecessary.
Sesimilo esonakele ukuziphatha kabi umuntu bese akhenje phezulu athathe nje ukuphezulu angajuli bese uyahlaseleka ukuthola usezimene ezinzima akufanele kuze kufike lapho.
But the worst was when the children of Israel went into exile. They were taken and dispersed from their own country.
Kodwa kwaba buhlungu kakhulu lapho abantwana bakwaIsrayeli sebethatha besiwa ezweni lokuthunjwa.
And if you don't follow the truth of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be dispersed spiritually. You'll be in a wilderness and you'll take up everything and do everything. It sounds all right. But you're in exile. And that's where maybe many, many Christians find themselves today. They listen and believe everything.
Uzoyithola nawe ususehlana ususekuthunjweni wena ngokwakho uyitshela uthi hayi konke kwenza kahle kuhamba kahle kanti usehlana.
So we read in 2 Chronicles, Psalm 137, Daniel 1, we read of the children of Israel being in exile, taken from their own country, many losing their lives.
Siyafunda kwizikronike zesibili kumahubo kuDaniel oqala sifunda abantwana bakwaIsrayeli bethunjiwe.
Now, 2,000 years ago, plus minus, when the Messiah was born,
manje eminyakeni ebalelwa kwinkulungwane embili emva kokuthi uMessiah esezelwe,
his own did not accept him.
Abakhe abamamukelanga.
And then the Lord Jesus didn't stop. He says, if they don't, then I'll go to the Gentiles, where we fall into. That's where Paul preached to the Gentiles. That's where the gospel went into the whole world.
Now we
as his children belong to his nation, to his chosen nation. What he says about them, he says about us.
Yeah.
Think of it. What privilege don't we have?
But
the Bible says one day he'll go back to those that to were his own, his race, that his chosen race, and then they'll get their chance.
Now
for 2,000 years, Israel, the Jews were dispersed across the whole world. But the Lord Jesus at that time said something in Matthew 24. He said, if you see the fig tree starting to blossom, starting to, I would say, push new leaves. No, the time of the end is close by.
I said to Umanbona, Umkiwano, Sukalu, Kipa Makabunga,
I
know Konduti Ukthina went to accept figgy.
Say this. Nobody of us knows when and how. We don't know, even the Father said, the Lord Jesus says, I don't know, only the Father in heaven knows. Let's stop that there, in its tracks. Let's not start calculating, no. Let's stop, let's leave it there. That's maybe for a later time.
Asazi ukuthi isikhathi sokugcina siyofika nini. IBhayibheli lithi, ubaba kuphela owaziyo nendodana neyingelosi azazi. Ngakho ke, ake siyeke ukuqala sibala sihlanganise izinto, asikushiye lokho.
1948, after the Second World War, the state of Israel was born.
Ngonyaka 1948, emva kwempi yesibili yomhlaba, kwazala umbuso kwaIsrayeli.
You see how God, what he let happen, his children had to go through such persecution, such heartache, to be able to go back to where they belong. Friends, friends, in my life and your life, may we have an ear to hear immediately when God speaks to us. Not that he has to use some catastrophe, what you call it?
Catastrophe
in our lives. Now, when you're not even big English, you should be preaching. My English is you. And then to shake you up, to shake your life. Why wait for it? Why? They waited. Look what happened to them. Look how many lost their lives. Why? They rejected which was theirs.
Unkulunkulu abadabulisa kokunzima abakwa Israyeli kwabanzima kubona sihlobo asimlalela uNkulunkulu singalinda ukuthi kuze kufike inhlekelele izime ezinzima silalela uNkulunkulu ngoba buka ukuthi kwenzakalani kulabo bakwa Israyeli abaningi bafa.
These days I was reading a book not knowing I was going to speak today.
Kulezi insuku kunencwadi bengiyifunda ngingazi ukuthi ngizokhuluma namhlanje.
I'd like to read a little bit, you'll excuse me.
But
listen, Hitler hated Christianity with a passion. This I read in a book called Epicenter. Shortly after assuming power in 1933, he told Hermann Rauschning that he intended to stamp out Christianity root and branch.
Emva kuthi athathe amandla bese sikhundleni sokuphatha uHitler, wayeseyitshela omunye uHerman ukuthi inhloso yakhe ukuthi amaKristu aqede ngawo azasiphule ngisho impande yobuKristu.
You see where it's going? It's not affection between flesh and blood, it's principalities. The devil is out to destroy, go against all which God had commanded and laid in his rules and his laws.
Uyayibona uthi le ndaba isonapha kuyona impi yenyama negazi kodwa ukulwa kwemoya uSathane efisa ukuthi aqede nya.
And the world has sided against God.
Izwe lamelana noNkulunkulu.
And Hitler said, one is either a Christian or a German. You cannot be both.
UHitler lona kuyobekade busa leJalimane wathi umuntu kumele akhethe kodwa umKristu noma uyiJalimane akwazi ukuba yilezo izizwe ezimbili.
This hatred of Christianity and the Bible upon which it is based led to even more virulent hatred of the Jewish people.
Loku kuzonda kwakhe uKristu kanye neBhayibheli kwanda kakhulu wawazonda namaJuda.
And Hitler wrote a book, Mein Kampf.
Kwase kuba nencwadi kayibhalayo uHitler, Mein Kampf,
which you find today in many, many countries that hate Israel, even in schools, even in Gaza, you find these books.
Le ncwadi yabhalwa ke uHitler uyayithola ikakhulukazi emezweni lawa azondo Israel ngisho ikoleni yasetshenziswa naseGaza.
Wherever I went, said Hitler, I began to see Jews, and the more I saw, the more sharply they became distinguished in my eyes from the rest of humanity. Later I often got sick because of them.
Uthi Hitler konke labe ngihamba khona yonke indawo bengibona amaJuda mangilowo ngiwabona ningi lamaJuda ngase ngikwazi nokwahlukanisa ngibona ukuthi amaJuda bengingathandi neze ukubabona bekungigulisa ukubona amaJuda kusho uHitler.
You see the hatred towards God's people?
Yayibona inzondo ebenayo ebantwini bakaNkulunkulu.
And I read it on purpose. We Christians are in the firing line at first. The devil hates us because of Christ who came.
Yakufunda lo ngamabomu ngoba thina amaKristu simiphambili la uSathane efuna ukuhlasela khona uyasizonda ngenxa kaKristo wafika.
And how many Christians haven't lost their lives over the centuries because of their faith?
Mangakho amaKristu aselahlelwe ukuphila kwawo afa eminyakeni eminingi edlule ngenxa yokukholwa.
Now Matthew said, if you see this tree starting to blossom, then things will start to happen.
Matthew uthi uma ngabe ubona isihlahla sesiqala siqhakaza, wazi ukuthi khona
kuzowenzeka. I know maybe some of you understand and you know this, but I say it on purpose because maybe there are people out there that get confused about the issues of the Bible.
Yazi ukuthi mhlamba abanye bethu bayazi le ndaba kodwa bakhona abantu abanye abadidekayo bengayiqondi le ndaba yeBhayibheli.
To make a long story even shorter now, in Ezekiel chapter 38, 39, let's start at Ezekiel 37. We know the story of the dry bones.
Kwinqamula indaba ende masiqala endabeni kaHezekiel isahluko 37 isigodi samathambo omileyo.
Maybe you are dry bones. Maybe your life has got no life in it.
Thambi nawe lawo mathambo omileyo
akukho ukuphila. It makes you scared today. It makes you scared because you don't follow Christ. Maybe you just follow what your counselor says. You are knitted together, but you don't have an ear what Christ also says. There's no life. You only do it because you have to do it. You are forced to do it. No, that's not Christianity. It must come from here.
Awumuzwa noKristu ukukhuluma kwakhe. Mhlamba uzokuphela lokho okukhulunywa umeluleki kodwa ukwazi ukuza uKristu ukuthi uthini. Uyazenza nje izinto ngoba mhlamba uphoqekelekile cha, fanele kuswe enhlizweni.
I had a song on my heart. If I would sing, I'll sing it to you.
Kulezi nsuku benginecula enhlizweni, uma bengikwazi ukucula abe ngiyanculela.
Which we sang when we were young.
Sasilicula sisebancane.
When we were little children.
Sise iyingane ezincane impela.
Where it says the windows of heaven are open.
Eloculo elithi amafastele ezulu avuliwe.
His blessings are falling tonight.
Izibusiso zakhe ziyehle ebusuku.
There's joy, joy, joy in my heart.
Kukhona ukuthokoza intokozo enhlizweni yami.
Since Jesus made everything right.
Selokhu Jesu ekulungise konke
kimi. I gave him my old tattered garment.
Nikile ingubo yami endala.
He gave me a robe of pure white.
Wangipha ingubo emhlophe qhwa.
Do you know such a life?
Uyayazi impilo enjalo.
You know, I speak about all this, but friends, that's not the most important. The most important is, do you know Christ? Is he alive in you? Can you sing with joy in your heart? I don't know, often at night when I wake up, this song just goes through and I said, oh God, maybe. And I said to Sam, maybe God can't open the windows of heaven too much because it'll be too much for you. Maybe he opens a little bit. Why do we stop him? Why do we hinder him? Why don't we do our best that our Father in heaven can say, let me open. Let me open up. But my question is, are you going to be found faithful?
Lifika kimina leliculo ngiliphinda ngiliphinda phinda ngase ngisho kwabanye ngathi mhlamba uNkulunkulu uyafuna ukuvula amawindi ezulu amafastela ezulu awavule kakhulu kodwa me ewavule honke mhlamba kuyoba ngaphezulu kwami ngiyohluleka kodwa uma kwenza lokho umbuzo uthi ingabe uyotholakala uthembekile na.
You and I have been left with a job.
Mina nawe sishiye
nomsebenzi. You heard what Reverend Stegan said. My challenge is this year, what are you going to do about it? Are you waiting for others to run? Are you waiting for others to do it? Why don't you do it yourself?
And
then God restores those dry bones. Friends,
Doesn't he want to restore your life? A life of sin, a life of up and down, a life of defeat. He wants to give you a victorious life. Live above that. Ignore the rest.
Unkulunkulu owavusa, owabuyisela lamathambo omile, abuya aphila. Ufisi inuthi kube njalo nakuwena, kubuyisela ukuphila kuwe. Vuka kushiya kunye kulahleceleni.
But in Ezekiel 38:39, when I read this book which I just quoted, it's interesting to see how God looks at that little nation in the center of the world.
Encwadini kaHezekiel 38:39, ngithe mangifunda le ncwadi epicenter ngamangala indlela uNkulunkulu asebenza ngayo esebenzisa lesizwe.
What we see today is nothing compared to what's going to come.
Esikubona namhlanje akulutho mawuqhathanisa nokuseza.
How it will happen, we don't know. We can only read about it, but I don't think we can imagine what's going to take place.
Ukuthi ke wenzekani asazi, singakucabanga nje kuphela emqondweni
kodwa. But that's not for us. For us now is to run how we are told to run. Forget the rest. That's in God's hands.
Kodwa khona kwethu ukuthi kwenzakalani okwethu manje ukuthi sigijime.
How are you spreading the gospel?
What is your life like?
I often say, show me where you work. Show me how you work. And then I'll tell you what you are really like. I'll tell you. How can we see your life? By what you say? No. It's the way you act and the way you do things.
Kaningi ngithi ngikhombise la usebenza khona, ngikhombise umsebenzi wakho. Ngiyokutshela ngawo ukuthi wena uhloboni, siyohlolwa kanjani ngesikhulumayo, cha akubonakala izenzo.
And then a great army will rise against Israel.
Kuyokuvuka impi enkulu imelane no-Israel.
And Israel will be always the wrong one.
U-Israel njalo kuyoba uyo kuyothola
wrong. The wrong time, the wrong people.
Kuba abantu abangafanele endaweni engafanele ngani?
God's plan.
Can't
you see the devil going exactly against what God wants? And then the Bible says, and I've heard this before, but again, what you hear and on the ground, you can maybe not argue about it. That have different opinions.
Ukubona okaningi kwenzeka naloko kushiwoyo mhlawumbe wesikhathi imbono ayifani.
But there is a country from the north, and take note.
Kunezwe eliqhamuka enyakatho.
Called Magog.
Kuthiwa ise Magog.
Now that's in the Bible. If you understand the language, you understand it more.
Lokho kuseBhayibhelini uma uliqonda ulimi olusetshenziswayo uzokuqonda kangcono.
Part of Magog is Russia.
Ingxenye yeMagog izwe laseRussia.
But let's not forget communism, atheism. The heart of socialism was born through a man called Karl Marx, who was anti-God, anti-Christian, and wanted to destroy God's work in this world.
Sihloba singakhohle ukuthi ubukhomanisi ne-socialism kwafika ngendoda ibimphika uNkulunkulu ingafuni ubuKristu uKarl Marx.
Now they will be part of this, let's call it a great war that one day will be coming.
Bona ke baba yingxenye yalempi enkulu esingathi yeza ngolunye usuku.
And they say inclusive in that would be Persia, which is Iran. And I can go on and on and on. But that's not what we need to know, friends. God has chosen, and people will hate it, and they'll call it names, but never forget where does it come from. And don't say they're always right. No. No wonder God dispersed them around the world. He sent them everywhere. And maybe they did deserve it. But you can't change the fact that God has got a plan, and that plan we need to respect.
Lokho khona kwethu konke thina nje kumele siqonde sazi ukuthi kunecebo likaNkulunkulu ekumele ukuthi lelo cebo silihloniphe.
Today Christians over the world are attacked, and mostly wrongly, because it only looks at one part of it. But usually those people that attack are the worst of the worst. And they need Christ like anybody else. But Christ came to save all. He didn't only come for Israel, no. Christ came for us all. Doesn't know which matter, which way you come from, which religion. Christ came to save us from our sin. And if you'd be surprised what Christ is doing, especially in the Muslim world today also. They say millions of Muslims are getting converted. Many, because Christ cannot be preached openly, Christ reveals himself to them. And I'd like to end again reading from this book. I could have read a lot, but I think maybe you say, Dietmar, yes, you know what you're telling us. You delve a little bit deeper. You think a little bit more. Pray, ask the Lord, what do you say to me? When you read this, you won't believe it. Brother Andrew of Open Doors.
Umzalwane Andrew was Open Doors.
Related the story. He found himself, now listen, impossible. But Christ came to save all, to set everyone free from their sin. What is it, rape? Is it putting babies into ovens? Whatever it is, Christ came to save. How evil it is, and it's evil, it's rotten. But Christ came to save. Brother Andrew said this. Speaking to 400 Hamas leaders. And you know what they're doing today. You've read up many things, and you've read it. But listen, when he spoke to these people, this must be years ago, many years. He said to them, I cannot change the situation you face here in Gaza. I can't solve the problems you have with your enemies. But what I can offer you, the one who is called the Prince of Peace. You cannot have real peace without Jesus. And the Bible calls him the Prince of Peace. The wonderful counselor. And And you cannot experience him without forgiveness. If you don't ask him for it, the Bible calls this repentance and confession of sin. If you want it, then Jesus forgives. He forgave me and made me a new person. And I'm not afraid to die because my sins are forgiven. Now listen, after hearing this story, these people, they said, or let me just go back, but Jesus tells us, his followers, to do, to love our enemies, bless those who persecute us.
Ati uJesu uthi asithande izitha zethu.
And then some of them said this to him.
Abanye babo bamphendula kanje.
Andrew, I believe you know and that I teach at an Islamic university, said one.
Omunye wathi ngiyakholwa lokho kushoyo Andrew.
To my knowledge, we've never had any lectures about Christianity. When any person hears the truth of Christ, it does something to him. That's not our work. It's the work of God and His Holy Spirit. And today the Lord reaches out to all of us.
Namhlanje uNkulunkulu uyasimema sonke.
But one thing he said, and he made it clearly, that we should pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Kodwa akusho ukuthina kubekwa kwacaca ukuba asikhulekele ukuthula kweJerusalem.
We can pray for his children. His nation, that God would keep them and protect them. And may God help us. We've got a big responsibility. Can people, when they hear us, say, this is the truth. This is what we need today. Christ has got the answer. And the answer they've got to see through our lives. The way we conduct ourselves. The way that we live.
That
through that we give hope to the world. Satan wants to bring confusion. Hatred.
Inzondo.
But we can only pray and say, Lord, you abide with us. So let's pray. I'll ask everybody, wherever you are listening in, wherever you are across the world, I'll ask Bob Duba to come forward and that he prays with us and prays that God, through his mercy, in these last days, we don't know how long they are, we don't know. At that time already, they thought the time was short. Way back. But whatever time God has given us, that this year may be a year that he can use to his glory. Can somebody interpret? Is there somebody? Okay.
Before I pray, ngama 19 la kwakukula ko 65
in about the years 1965
singakayitholi imvuselelo
before we received the revival
uba umfundisi washumayela ngendaba kaJakobe
Reverend Stigen preached about Jacob
ukuthi wayeyini
preaching about who was Jacob
wasichazela ukuthi uJakobe wayeyumkhohlisi igama elithi Jakobe lisho umkhohlisi
and he explained to us that Jacob was a deceiver that name Jacob means a deceiver
kwafika lapho khona njoba niyazi indaba wabambana noNkulunkulu washiya umndeni wakhe nemfuyo yakhe lapha wabambana noNkulunkulu
it came to a point as we know where he wrestled with God he left his family and his possessions behind and he wrestled with God
manje mayise bambana noNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu wakhuluma athi ngeke ngikudedele ungakangibusisi
and when he wrestled with God he said to God I will not let you go until you bless me
Wosho ukuthi ke wayesethi ke uzoguqula igama lakhe abizwe ukuthi uIsrael.
He then said he will change his name and he'll become Israel.
Wosho ukuthi ngale wayesethi ke kufanele kubonakala uphawu lokuthi ngempela bayekade ebambene noNkulunkulu.
And he says there needs to be a sign that shows that he had wrestled with God.
Wosho ukuthi kuthiwa lapho ke sebambene noNkulunkulu laguqulwa igama lakhe kwaba uIsrael wangabe sabizwa ukuthi uJakobe.
So when he wrestled with God after that his name was changed he was no longer called Jacob but he was Israel.
Manje mayise hamba ke lelo Paul abonakala ukuhamba kwakhe wahamba ngokuchuka ngoba ethe ufisa ukuthi kube apha kubonakala uPaul ukuthi mayiqhamuka abonakala ukuthi bebambene noNkulunkulu.
And that sign that shows that he was wrestling with God showed when he walked he was limping and that was the sign
manje sachazelwa ukuthi nathi sasezingane kwathiwa bazali fanele nani ingane zenu nishintshe nibize zibize amanye amagama
so it was then explained we were still children but the parents were told that parents even your children you must change their names
ngoba omunye uzoqanjwa igama oluthi uvelaphi
because somebody else might have a name velaphi which means where do you come from
abese landela lelo gama omunye kuphiki omunye kuphiki indawo omunye kumchitheni nampela lwababantu bayawalandela amagama siyakubona impela ukuthi hayi endaweni zakithi kwenzeka labantu mabeqanjwe kanjalo
and the people had names some of the names says it's denial and you could see that these children follow these names
wosho ukuthi ke kwaba yilona lo mzali bashintsha amagama kwaze sathi noma sesifika la abanye bashintshwa amagama
so the parents then changed the names of their children that even some of us when we got here the names were changed
abanye bayazi abanye babizwa ngalela gama babizwe ngalela gama wathi bamfundile leli gama ke libi leli gama ke libi base abanye azabaqamba amagama
some will remember that some people had names and Reverend Stigen would say now that's not a good name it's a bad name he even gave names to some
manje kwase kufuka futhi sekujula ke ngokomoya ke manje ukuthi nalapho futhi umuntu mayengakahlulwa isono kufanele abambane noNkulunkulu
that we went even deeper spiritually where if a person hasn't overcome sin He had to wrestle with God.
Manje kwaba yilona loke kuleso sikhathi sazikhalela uNkulunkulu ukuthi asiguqule ezonweni sabambana noNkulunkulu ukuthi sikwazi ukusindiswa ngokweqiniso.
So it was at that time that each of us cried to God that God would set us free from our sins and we really wrestled with God.
Uma sahlulwa isono esithile bekukhona lapho nje utshelwa khona baluleke noma umfundisi ethi hambu bambane noNkulunkulu
so if you still battled with a certain sin you couldn't overcome at that time Reverend Stigen or some of the counselors would tell you go wrestle with God
usho ukuthi lapho ke sathola ukusindiswa ngokupheleleyo ngokubambana noNkulunkulu
and there we could receive complete salvation by wrestling with God.
Sibukelana ukuthi uJakobe yena wawumkhohlisi wabambana noNkulunkulu waguqulwa wabizwa ukuthi uIsrael.
Looking at that Jacob's example that he was a deceiver, he wrestled with God and he was changed to Israel.
Manje ke nathi ke abalalele nabakhona la endlini uma nawe ungakaguqulwa esonweni esithile ungakasizakali kufanele ubambane noNkulunkulu ukuze uguqulwe kulesi sono osabambeke kuso.
So to all of us, those who are here and those who are listening, if you haven't overcome a certain sin, you're still battling, you need to wrestle with God so you can overcome and be changed.
Obesiphathele inkonzo ukhulume nangokujula nalezo ikhathi futhi sashunyezwa ngakho ngokujula ukuthi kwafika lapho bengayitholi inhlanzi abafundi wathi uJesu phosani ekujuleni amanethe e.
Preacher spoke about going deeper. Even at that time, it was spoken about, talking about there where the disciples were fishing and the Lord came and said, you must throw your nets deeper.
By Bambi, that.
And they were able to catch fish.
Nathi ke futhi senzelwe inkonzo ukuthi uma ungakasizakala esonweni, jula.
We were also at that time at services that were held that you haven't overcome your sin, you need to go deep.
Manje ke nawe ke mawungakasizakala kulesa sono nalesa sono mhlamba usacula naso nje awukasizakala jula bambana noNkulunkulu.
So maybe to you as well, if you haven't fully overcome that sin, maybe you sing but you still sing with that sin, go deeper, wrestle with God.
Umzala cha umntana muvelaphi?
And a parent would say, my child, where do you come from?
Atengboshiwe.
I was in prison.
Manje ke kuqulwe lelo gama ukuthi ungabisaba uyena uvelaphi ibo mhlamba umdumiseni noma uba uDavid kuqule khona lapho igama lomuntu.
And that name of yours velaphi, where do you come from, can be changed and you get a new name. Maybe you are now a David or a person who praises God.
Mhlambe nawe nje khona izona esakuhluphayo ethile ukuhleba amanga inkani nani nani safanele ujule uguqulwe ube isidalo esisha.
Maybe you still have sins that are troubling you, gossip, lies, whatever sins are, you maybe still need to be changed and be a new creature.
Naye uDavid impumpu uthe yazikhalela athi Jesu ndodana kaDavida ngehawukele uJesu wayihawukele.
And that blind person also cried out, saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And God had mercy on him.
Naweke ma uzikhalela ujula, uzikhalela ubambana noNkulunkulu, usengakwazi uNkulunkulu ukukusiza ngokupheleleyo.
So same to you, if you cry to the Lord and you go deep, wrestle with God, God is able to help you and save you to the uttermost.
Khumbulane ukuthi silungisela njalo ukuthi singene tholeni umoya engcwele singene sisindisiwe ngokupheleleyo.
Remember that we are preparing ourselves to get the Holy Spirit that we can be saved and get it being saved completely.
Safika sesilungele ngoba sesindisiwe ngokupheleleyo.
And when it came we were ready because we had been completely set free.
Nawe ke mzalwane uma ngabe ungakasizakala awujule akujonge akubambane noNkulunkulu makubusuku bonke makuyinyanga zonke makuyisonto lonke awubambane noNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu uzokusiza.
Same to you, if things aren't right yet, do it, wrestle with God, whether it's a whole night, whether it's a whole week or a few months, do it and the Lord will help you.
Siyabonga ke inkonzo.
So we're thankful for the service.
Iyasilola.
So it's sharpening us.
Iyasiqangatha.
It's making us ready.
Ukube silungele ukuthi uma singahlangana noma ikuphi makholwa kusasa.
So that whatever we can meet up with as believers tomorrow.
Namhlanje sizwa ngezimpi ezikhona nani nani nangohika nani nani izinto ezenzekayo nebezenzeka la eBhayibhelini siyalolwa abazalwane ukholwa ungakholwa silolela.
The things that you hear about today, about Hitler, what they did, and all what we've heard, it's sharpening us. It's preparing us for the future, whether you're a believer or not. It's preparing you for the future, for we do not know what the future holds.
Uma sekufika izimpi sesibusuka ngale ndlela yempi kulawo makholwa ngaze mina nawe siyoma yini.
When the wars come and all these things happen and we are ruled in the way that we've heard about, will we be able to stand?
Mina ngenkathi ngilalele la ngithe hawu siyacitshwa siyalolongwa sifakwe endleleni ukuthi silindele ikusasa ukuthi masingahlangana nalokhu noma ngakuphi lo sifica simile na sengeke ni simphike uJesu na njengo Judas Iscariot.
When I sat down and listened.
Judas Iscariot wamnikelayo.
When I sat down and I listened, I said to myself, we are being sharpened, we are being prepared, so that we don't get to that point where we deny the Lord like Peter, or we sell out the Lord like Judas Iscariot did.
Angazi bazalwana ke na oyibuka nje uyibuka uthi uma lingafika isasa ngeke ufike nje uthi hayi abazali bami abakholwayo uma okholwayo hayi mina ngikholwa mina bese ba wena sebeyabulawa wena usumphikile uJesu uma kufika lezo ikhathi ukucabanga nje mangakufika uyoma na uthi nami ngiyakholwa.
I don't know, brethren, what will happen if those times come. Will you be able to stand, or will you say, no, it's my parents who are a believer, it's those who are believers, I'm not? Will you be able to stand those tough times?
Mhlambe manje usuqalile ukuyiphika inkosi ngezono zakho saphila kuzo akwanqobi.
Maybe you've started to deny the Lord Jesus by the sins that you are in, you haven't overcome.
Kudingeka ke bazalwane kucace ukuthi singamakholwa noma sona amakholwa. Makufika lezo nsuku ezinjalo kutholakala ukuthi sizoma ingane umdala ubani unganciki ukuthi ayincike endodeni ncike enganeni kodwa wazi ukuthi ubambelele enkosini.
It must be clear, brethren, whether we are Christians or not, whether we are young or old, it must be clear that you are standing with the Lord.
Impilo yakho iyasho lapho uhamba khona ukuthi ikusasa lakho likhona noma likho.
And that your life can tell wherever you go, your life can say whether there's a future in you or not.
Daniel wakuqakathathu ngosuku.
Daniel kneeled and prayed 3 times a day.
Abanamadolo abangakwazi ukuguqa besingacela ukuthi beguqe sithandazele ithandazele wena, thandazele nomhlaba, thandazele ukuthi nangale kwabayisrayeli ukuthi uNkulunkulu abasize.
So those who are strong enough, we can maybe kneel so that we can pray. We pray for this world, we pray for ourselves, and we pray for those in Israel that God can help them.
Ongakwazi ukuguqa angaguqa.
Those who are able to kneel, if they can kneel.
Ongakwazi ukuguqa uzoguqa ngenhliziyo.
If you can't, you can maybe spiritually kneel.
Akukho ukuthi awuguqanga kodwa uNkulunkulu ubonile ukuthi ngenhliziyo uguqile.
It won't be that you are wrong not to kneel. The Lord will be able to see that spiritually you are on your knees.
Makufika ukuthi ha uNkulunkulu mina angazalwa kabusha mina angakwazi ukubambana noNkulunkulu ngifundise ukubambana noNkulunkulu.
And if it came to you that I'm not yet born again, I don't even know yet how to wrestle with God, teach me how to wrestle with you, God.
Namhla ngizoguqa ngokwami.
I'll also kneel.
Asiphoqi noma ubani ozwelayo kaguqo kodwa ufuna ukuhlala yena angayihlalela.
We don't force anyone. Whoever feels they can kneel, you can. If you feel comfortable to sit, it's fine.
I stand up.
Let us pray. God, we are before your face. There are many things, Lord, that you've done for us throughout these years. And that we can be able to get into this year. Many of our friends have been taken, they are now before you. Lord, we pray, here is the state of the world. People are killing one another. Children are being kidnapped, abducted, and taken to be killed. And some medicines are made, potions out of them. Have mercy on us, our God. That we can feel the wrestling with you. That we can feel the faith in our hearts. And Lord, that when you come to fetch us, you can find us being in you. And Lord, we pray for the nation of Israel and ourselves. We also put ourselves together with them, that we are one with them. We pray for the whole world, our Lord. All the nations and governments are in your hands. Even the riches are in your hands. And the preaching of the gospel is in you. We pray, Lord, that you work amazingly. Even this place, Lord, of Kwasizabantu, that you've chosen and you've founded, we pray that you continue with your way. And Lord, we pray all this, trusting in your name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Lord, just allow me just ukuthin qedela isikhathi simhambile futhi ngisho ukuthi ngiyabonga babdube ngamazwi akho.
Allow me just to conclude. Time is also gone, and I would also like to say thank you to babdube for his words.
I'd like to end this whole sermon with these verses.
Sithanda ukuphetha lenkonzo ngalama verse.
Have you got it? And she will bear a son, Matthew 1, verse 21. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, the Greek form of the Hebrew Joshua, which means Savior. For he will save his people from their sins. And Amplified says, now listen, the Amplified says, that is, prevent them from failing and missing the true end and scope of life, which is God.
Evangelium ka Matthew isahluko sokuqala ivesi lamashumi amabili nomuvo uza kuzala indodana ikamba igama lokuthi uJesu ngokuba nguye yakusindisa abantu bakhe ezonweni zabo mayilinezele Amplified uthi uya kubasiza ukuba bangaduki kodwa babone izinto ngokwendlela kaNkuluNkulunkulu.
That is what we've just heard just now. Christ came to save. What do we stop him? What is in us that we don't want to give ourselves totally over to him?
Verse 22.
All this took place that it might be fulfilled which the Lord had spoken through the prophet. Behold the virgin shall become pregnant, give birth to a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
May
God bless his word. Friends, and this is it. God with us. Lord, abide with us. Herr, bleib bei uns. That's critical. Critical for us and the church.
Yeah.
God wants to live with his children. That's why he sent Christ. The devil got it right by deceiving Adam and Eve. Because God was with his children. He was living with them. He was walking with them every day.
Kukuba unkulunkulu wae nabantu bakhe hamba na abantu anabakhe usuku nosuku.
But that was broken by sin.
Kodwa lokho kwanqanyulwa yisono.
Think of it.
Awucabanga.
Maybe our Heavenly Father wants to walk much more with us at what we have ever anticipated. But us, we stop him from doing it.
Unkulunkulu ufuna ukuhamba nathi ngaphezu kwendlela esicabanga ngayo. Kodwa thina siyamvimba ukuba kwenze.
Oh, we've heard what was said. May we recognize when Christ comes to us. Don't wait for an angel. Don't wait for a voice from heaven. No. This morning's service was enough for you to start to listen to what he says.
Simlalele uNkulunkulu sikuzwile kushiwo singalinda uThixo oqhamuke ngelosi noma izwi loqhamuke ezulwini kodwa lokho kusho namhlanje kuseni kwenele ukuba simlalele uNkulunkulu senza kusho.
But I'll come to the end because I think what we've heard has been critical.
Lo sengize kugcineni ngoba sikuzwile kusemqwa kakhulu.
Go through the Bible.
Alifunde iBhayibheli.
God with, which means Emmanuel, God with Noah. See the result.
Kulunkulu ekanye nathi ukuthi uEmmanuel, uMunkulunkulu enathi ubona imphumelelo.
Emmanuel with Elijah, fire came down from heaven.
Kulunkulu eno Noah sayibona imphumelelo, uNkulunkulu eno Elijah kwehla umlilo uqhamuka ezulwini.
Think of it.
Awucabanga.
That what God means, I want to be with you.
Lokhu uNkulunkulu akusho ngifuna ukuba nawe.
But that's why Christ needs to lead and guide us to save us from our sin so that God can stay with us.
Lokhu uNkulunkulu afuna ukukwenza ukuba sisindise ezonweni zethu akwazi ukuhlala nathi.
We've heard of Israel when they forsook the living God, they served other idols. God let them go. And oh, pray that God doesn't let you go. He's spoken to you how often? How often? Pray that he just doesn't let you go. Like we often hear also, that you won't take his Holy Spirit from you. Because he's spoken to you, but you're hard-headed. You carry on with your life.
Sizwile ukuthi kaningi abakwa Israel uma bekhonza izithixo, uNkulunkulu bebashiya. Kukhalele lo ukuthi uNkulunkulu angakushiyi. Njoba sizwa futhi kaningi ukuthi angakwaphuca umoya wakho engcwele.
Think of it, God with his people, what can happen? What can take place all around? What can the world see and experience? Don't we want that?
Ungakucabanga lokho uNkulunkulu enabantu bakhe ukuthi kungakanani okungenzeka uma uNkulunkulu ekubantu bakhe.
In Judges 16,
and I'd like
to take this one as an example also.
God had chosen
Samson. And he said, I'm going to use you, Samson. But Samson put himself in harm's way. He looked at that computer when he felt he shouldn't. He took that magazine when he felt he shouldn't. He spoke to those people when he felt he shouldn't. He listened to filth when he knew it was evil. Now the Bible says Samson was pressed day after day. Pressed, tempted. Why? What did he want there from her? Why did she go? Why go to that position, to that place? You see, maybe the Lord wants you somewhere different, but you're disobedient.
Samson wacindezeleka. Walinga usuku nosuku ngani ukuthi abe kuleyo ndawo na uzifakelani lapho la uzolingwa khona.
And Samson said, well, nothing has happened to me before. I'll just tear these ropes. I'm free. I'm still alive. They've told us often about sin. We shouldn't live in sin. We must stop with this. I'm still alive. It's still carrying on. I'm still there.
Samson, what are you appealing? I couldn't do it. So I gave me. You're feeling it. Kabul and Jalin Simbi. Jobas Kuzo and Jalong is so. No, but singer, business so. No, in. Got to enrich a little time. Sapi.
Bonga Kulugo to Kokula Mawa.
And I'm thankful that my mother is here.
This is all of us Kuluma no ma.
Yesterday I was speaking.
Kauma Uyang Lola Nam.
Because my mother sharpens me as well.
Kumnan de Muntum Talma Pila. I kumna dagasupi.
And it's wonderful to have an old person who's alive spiritually. She is a blessing. So we're thankful to the old people, and they are not a trouble at all to us. It's a very big thing they're leaving us with.
What did you get? What did ma?
She said to me, these boys that you sent to work. Because we are thankful there are many who come, young people who say, we would like to do God's
work.
And that's wonderful. And we pray that the Lord can make them up to be men and women of God.
And
my mother said, you're sending that person at that place, he must learn everything. From using a tractor, all the tasks, he must learn. Can you see how older people are? You need to know everything. How will you speak to people about farming and you don't know how is it to farm? They'll laugh at you. And we're the older ones, we then need to teach the young ones.
Amakholwa adinga ukuphaphama ngalezi khathi. Yabona kubhlungu izini khathi impilo enhliziyo yami. Uma ufika endaweni yakasiza abantu eyehlisana bazothi ngiyamemeza. Ufika endaweni kwasiza abantu. Ufica ukuthi hey, umuzi kabamfundisi uphathwa kanje. Amakholwa aphatha kanje, aphila kanje. Ukholwa lokho awukushiya ngiyakuzwa ngikushoya
I got
uhlala endlini uhleli kanje wagcina nini ushintsha amakhatenis hay akwona umse how that's why ukhola kwethu kunje so phaphama nini sithi kwami lokho uNkulunkulu ngishila ngalomsebenzi sozuza kanjani umhlaba. I'm going to go to the house. Hayi bazalwane. Hayi makufika ukuhlupheka kwangempela ubabdube bekhuluma ngakho. Cishe thina soqala sincibilika nje. Soncibalika nje sibaleke, hayi. Kwaba vela kuyona into yakho. Akuyona into yakho. Ubona into la maphepha ahlelalele phansi, ngiyaxolisa bazalwane. Amaphepha lele phansi yonke indawo, hayi. Wasekhoya mina bakhona abasebenzayo, abakwenza abasebenzayo. Wena ke, uyokhombisa kanjani lo osebenzayo ukuthi kwenziwa kanjani? Bazalwane, bazalwane. UNkulunkulu uthi, ngifuna ukube nani, Emmanuel. Emmanuel akahlali endaweni engcolile. Akakwazi ukuhlala endaweni egcwele amaphepha. Clean indawo yakho. Clean ekucwebezela. Cwebezela, awuzame. Uzomona. Lo Jesu mhlawumbe uzofika ngqongqoza la ungacabanganga khona. Kodwa ngiyaguquzela ngithi bazalwane siyapi? Siyapi na? Uma ungena ezulwini sithi kwake igolide, isiliva, sizwa nje. Kodwa masibuke la sivela khona, hawu. Hawu. Aningidedeleni bazalwane, aningidedeleni nje ikhathi ngoba kubhlungu uma uhambe ubona umsebenzi kabamfundisi and then kuthi hayi ayi kubhlungu kabi kimi kodwa hayi ngiyimisela ngumusa kaNkulunkulu qha mina ngifuna ukuthembeka maNkulu nifuthe ningixoleleni mawuthi malume ubuya donsa indlebe ngixoleleni aningixoleleni namhlanje ngampela mawunento nomalume angikusho ngoba ngimubi noma ngifuni kodwa angazi ngizowenzani mina angeke ngivume bazalwane kwanakala nje cha no that's why ngimthandile ugogo ethi wemafundisana lokhu bafanani abenza yonke into ukuthi amaphepha uklinwa ukushanyela qalwa lapho weyiboss qalwa lapho. That's why namhlanje kwanakele. Sisi senze yonke into, siphuze yonke into, sidla yonke into. Ngenxa ukuthi ayikho isibusiso lapho. Asikho bazalwane. UNkulunkulu ufuna ube nathi, ufuna ube nawe, cabanga. Ufuna ukuthatha kugaqa uNkulunkulu, ahambe nawe, ngithi mntanami, uNkulunkulu nawe. Cabanga, impilo yakho ingabanjani? Ingabanjani na? Kodwa ushanyeli, umbhedo wakho nje ungcolile, angahlala nawo. Hayi, kwahleni. Okay, let's read Judges 16, verse 20.
Siyafunda incwadi yabahluleli sahlose
16. Delilah said to Samson, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as I've done time after time, shake myself free. For Samson did not know that the Lord had departed from him.
Verse 21.
Listen. But the Philistines laid hold of him, of Samson, bored out his eyes, and brought him down to Gaza. Already at that time, they took out his eyes. Think of it. Took out of his eyes, took him down to Gaza, and they bound him with bronze fetters, and he ground at the mill in the prison. Do you think it was easy for our Father in heaven to see his child suffer like that? I think we underestimate often what our Father in heaven feels. God Emmanuel, what he feels when he sees we doing things that are wrong.
And
so I can go, Emmanuel being with the first church, Emmanuel being with the Reformation through history, every time when God came. Think of it. And then I thought to myself in my little brain, Emmanuel with Reverend Stegan. Think of it. What did it not do? What doesn't God want to do?
Emmanuel enama Christo kalo, Emmanuel is called the Reformation. Kazanati Emmanuel no babum fundi sustegen, kungagana no wenzegi.
Had nothing. Nothing. And today, isn't that a clear indication of when God is with his people? And the gospel being spread right through the world. But I don't know if I'm doing wrong, but these days there are people going to India. God is reaching out to so many different nations. But where am I? I'm bound by my sin. And I'm jealous because of others. They are chosen. No. You live for the Lord. You'll stick out above everybody else. Psalm 132. Now listen to what the Lord says. Verse 13, for the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his habitation.
132:13.
Verse 14. This is my resting place forever, says the Lord. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will surely and abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. God says, I want to be and live there. That's my desire. Think of it. Think God wants to be with you. Why? Why do you hang on to things which you shouldn't? You know, sometimes, I don't know why, we are scared to bring things to light. Especially when it's got to do with somebody else. And I'm scared. I don't know why. But maybe today when God says, my child, I want to be with you, bring that thing to, even what that other person done, don't hide the facts. Don't hide them. It'll set you free, nobody else. But maybe you are still bound today because there are certain things in your life which you haven't opened on. Why? I'm too scared to speak about that. And I'm too afraid. You're speaking to God. You're afraid of him.
God, to mungulungule itinda leonto namhlanje ngisho ngathwa itinda amagama abanye phumele obala ngakho ngoba kuyokhulula wena.
Hey, abantu abadala babuye baganga ngene indlela and then baganga nengane. Baganga nengane and then ingane iyasaba, saba umuntu omdala. Nyakuzwa, akamasaba manje uNkulunkulu, saba lomdala, lo bezenza amanyala. Kodwa leyo nto iyakubopha njengengane, ikubophile. Why don't you bring it to life? Why would you not figure it out? Leon to in twelve. Oh, Kulula. Oh, Kulula. Now, Lamogago, we call it to Barney.
Sometimes older people do sinful things with children, and the children are scared to come out and speak. They're scared of that old people who did that to him. But you need to come out.
The old person knows the truth. And there are those. And the poor child. The poor child. It's a hateful, disgraceful thing. because the Bible says that so. If you want God to be with you, come. That which you are so ashamed of, which you've been hiding all your life, ask the Lord, Lord, come. Come be with me, help me. And then Christ can save you from your sin.
Loko kudala ukadusaba ngakho ukuphumela obala, phumela nakho obala, uKristu akusiza ukusindisa esonweni sakho.
Bambomvu ngacela usithandazele. Balela inkonzo, ngiyacela. Bazalwane siyaxolisa sishile ekuqaleni. Kodwa uNkulunkulu akasize. Angazi fanele sibone ukuthi isikhathi siyahamba. Mhlawumbe isikhathi sincane, wena mhlawumbe wazi. Kabona lo mama wasebenza, wafika ekuseni, wasebenza, namhlanje bayamngcwaba.
God help us, time is going. Just think of this woman. In the morning she reported for work and she died the same day and today she's being buried.
Angazi ukuthi bani ongasiza. Kukhona iculo elithile emacilongweni, phaphamane bazalwane bakaKristu. Ngibona ukuthi belingaba iculo elikahle kakhulu. Siphetha inkonzo yethu.
There are some who can help us in singing.
124. Selikhona. Masingasukuma nje.
We can just stand up.
Leliculo.
We'll stand up and we'll sing this song.
Liyinkonzo ngokwalo ekuphetheni kwethu lenkonzo.
This song is a prayer, so we can sing it as we end.
Oh, my.
Asandaze.
Let us pray.
Baba sizulwini siyehluleka ukuchaza ngothando lwakho indlela osinakekela ngayo nangendlela okhuluma ngayo nathi.
Our heavenly Father, we fail to express your love and your care for us.
Kungani Nkosi ufuna ukusicija ngalendlela?
Lord, we don't know why are you sharpening us in this way.
Ubonani Nkosi ufuna ubasiqaphe ukuze sibe nokuhlakanipha ngayo?
What do you foresee, Lord, that you want us to be careful of and be wise over?
Oh Nkosi siyacela sipha amehlo ukubona siphe nendlebe yokuzwa.
Oh Lord, we pray, give us the eyes to see and the ears to hear.
Siyafisa Nkosi ukuba makungenzeka sifane namadoda sendulo ayekulalela noma ngabe kwakubabizani.
Lord, we pray if be that we can be like those men of old who were able to obey you no matter what the cost.
Siyezwa zwile Nkosi ngo-Abraham wakulalelayo.
We've heard of Abraham who obeyed you.
Washiya konke wenza lokho kuyintando yakho.
Who forsook everything and did that which was your will.
Baba siyabona ukwenzakala emhlabeni incithakale khona okuyizinkomba Nkosi zokubuya kwakho nokuphela komhlaba.
Lord, we see what's happening in the world, the destruction and the things that are the sign that your coming is near and the end of the world is near.
Siyabona Nkosi izinto eyithinta umhlaba wonke. Izolo besikhuluma indaba yo COVID. Nkulunkulu ukuthinta umhlaba wonke. Namhlanje sibuka indaba zempi. Izwi lakho libeke kwacaca lokho.
And Lord, we see the things that happen that touches the whole world. Just yesterday it was COVID, and today we see and hear of the wars. And your word is clear on those things.
Esikhulekela kakhulu Nkosi. Siphe ukuphila. Siphe nenhliziyo ehlanzekileyo.
And what we pray for, Lord, give us a life and give us a clean heart.
Ngoba Nkosi ngeke sikuthole lokhu singahlangananga nawe wena ongumnikazi wakho ukuphila.
For Lord, we will not receive those things without having met up with you. You who is the owner of life.
Aw uNkulunkulu siyakhuleka. Sikhulekela ilona lo uNkulunkulu. Othatha indaba yakhe ayibekele isono sibe mqoka kuye.
Lord, we pray for each and everyone, those Lord who take your matter and put it aside but bring sin closer to them.
Obukufuna Nkosi ebandleni lakho, ubufuna ibandla elimsulwa, ibandla elingenambimbi.
Lord, what you want is a church that is pure, a church that is closer to you.
Siphe Nkosi ukuhamba ngobungcwele bakho.
Lord, grant us that we can walk in your holiness.
Siphe ukuphila Nkosi, sidele isono, sidele inkanuko yezwe yomhlaba, sikhethe wena Nkosi, sikhethe ukuhamba nawe.
Give us life, Lord, that we can deny sin and deny the worldly pleasures, but choose to walk with you.
Noma qhamuka inhlupheko noma qhamuka ukuzingelwa singabe novalo Nkosi ngoba sikholwa yilo esikholwa nguye onokuphila okuphakade.
And Lord, that no matter what comes, whether it's persecution or whatever comes, that we are not scared because we believe in you, you who hold eternal life.
Sihawukele Nkosi ezweni lakithi, uhawukele umhlaba wonke ngoba Nkosi konke lokho esikubonayo kwenzeka umhlaba wonke.
And have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy to us in our country and to the whole world, for these things are happening throughout the world.
Asilibali Nkosi sizwe sakho Israel. Nkulunkulu okwenzekayo namanje. Siyacela ukuthi nawe ngaye iqobo lakho Israel kumphaphamise abone Nkosi ukuthi akusiza ukuphika igama lika Jesu ukuphila okuphakade kusendodaneni yakho uJesu Kristu.
And Lord, we pray also for your nation Israel, that even these things can waken them up and know that it doesn't help to deny the name of the Lord Jesus because the life is in that name.
Kwangathi ke Nkosi umusa wakho Nkosi Jesu nothando lwakho lungaba nathi sonke nakuleli sonto esiqalayo sibone umusa wakho uqhubeka nathi uhamba nathi.
May your grace and your love, Lord, be with us, even in this week that we start, we can see your love being with us. We pray and ask all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.